The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 189. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin.
Hey.
On this Tuesday morning.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I was doing that thing too with the football tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Little more than 24 hours away from the kickoff of the National Football League season. Oh, yeah. We'll do one twos.
I don't understand a couple things about the start of the NFL season. Please, first of all,
please do ask.
Again, the Wednesday, Thursday, why aren't we playing the Australia game as early as possible? Doesn't really make sense to me.
Maybe that conflict in Melbourne.
You know what college football does that I agree with more than the NFL? Like, I don't need the Super Bowl repeat week one. Like, we are so desperate for NFL football, you could give me any game to start the season.
That's
I would love it.
Absolutely right. So
and,
true.
And fast forward to week seven, when we're going to be complaining about whatever garbage Thursday night game, like, you could sneak that in on us on week one. I would be excited about any game.
It is the only league of any sport that I will watch any game between any two teams.
Right.
Yeah. Avidly. I can't say that about any tennis. I'll watch almost all tennis, but not everything.
But like, you know, mid-season, we'll be complaining about some of these matchups that we get. The primetime matchups. If you could throw us anything in week one, and we'd love it.
Yes, 100%. We get tweets, speed of the book, Bob Sacamano. Small correction that we haven't had any close monthly win contest this season. May had a four-way tie going into the last day. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Correction noted. It was a four-way tie, he said, that last day between the... what is it? What did he say? With Brewers and Guardians lost and Braves, Philly, LA. It was a four-way tie. That's what he's saying. Stringfellow Hawk, on the DraftKings $10 survivor pool that I do just to follow along with the show, I landed on the Steelers and Raiders. All right. Stringfellow Hawk does the survivor pool at DraftKings.
There you go.
A little $10 version. 3JacH3131. Guys, I was on the Steelers for survivor until I read this. You ready for this? You want a trend here? Home teams priced in the range of +3 to -3 in week one non-conference games have gone just 3-17-1 against the spread since 2015.
Oh, wait, why did Jacques black out the straight up number?
I don't know. I have no idea. He just wanted me to focus on
it's
the ATS.
It's 5-something.
who are giving credit to the system number
That's
2?
That's Mackinnon.
Oh, is that Mackinnon?
That's Steve.
Oh, there we go. Steve Mackinnon. Great work over at VSiN.com. Now, a reaction to Kelly Bidlin's college football guessing lines. Brad Norwood at Dream IT. Hey, Kelly, Oklahoma State lost to Tulsa.
I misspoke on that one.
Jason Lewis. Tune in just in time to hear Kelly say that Oklahoma State beat Tulsa. They did not. And that Iowa was a 52.5-point favorite. They were not. Long weekend, he says? Question mark.
Week one. We're shaking off the rust. Good catches, fellas. I guess I misspoke. I did misspoke on the win-lose.
Part of the charm of college football guessing lines, everyone, is that these mistakes will happen.
Well, that's... I was going to go to the spread one. I don't know where the hell I pulled that from. I clearly just wrote that down wrong. So good call out there, Jason. And Oklahoma State, I misspoke because the whole point of that one was how big can we make Oregon as a favorite?
Mark Gupta has a question for you. Players starting to show up at Medina for President's Cup. JT there yesterday. One news item you'll start hearing. Jeff Ogilvie, captain for the international team, Golf Architectural Company, did the redesign of our course 3 years ago. Love the show.
Huh, there you go. Okay.
Thought you might be interested in that.
That is a good note. I like it. USA still -400. International team +350. Tie 14-1.
Corbin wanted to follow up his 27th birthday. He says, thanks so much, guys. Really means a lot. Big plans for today is working, and then later going to go see the Odyssey. Should be good. Also, because it's my birthday, can I please get Gil, you trip and makes me laugh. LMAO, thinking of your old DJ days and what that was like. What he's referring to is we had a regular listener. His name was Kasim So Smooth, and he used to call me from a payphone in Oakland. And I would say something, and he would be like, "Yo, you tripping? You tripping like Scottie Pippen?"
Can't get over the how does this guy listening part, or him like in his car and be like, "I gotta pull over right away."
It was the '90s, man.
It was the '90s.
People listened to the radio.
They figured it out.
David Shalafour, yo, forget apple cider and crappy punnets. What is this? It's officially fall college football guessing lines. See you in a month. What? Oh, he's coming to town in a month? Okay. All right, let's do this. The old Sierra 1-2 step here. Odds to finish top two in the AFC North. We're going to do these all eight divisions?
We got all eight divisions.
All eight
buddy,
divisions.
Yeah.
Okay. And all six. Is that correct? One, two, three. Yes, that's correct. All six possible 1-2s. Okay. Well, they're not all. No, that's not true. There's more than six over the 1-2s. We're just going to put the top six for all these 1-2s. Let's start with the AFC North. Why the AFC North? I have no idea, but we're just going to start with it. Ravens, Bengals, even money. 1-2. Ravens finish first, Bengals finish second.
No, these are just to finish top two.
Oh, it doesn't have to be
yeah,
1-2.
No, not order. Yeah.
Oh, it's not even an exacta. Okay.
Correct.
So these just have to be the top two teams in the division. Got it. Boy, I should really come to rehearsal. Ravens, Bengals is even money. Ravens, Steelers plus 270. Bengals, Steelers 5-1. Ravens, Browns plus 950. Bengals, Browns 16-1. Browns, Steelers 30-1. Okay. So that then this does become all possible options. So
this, I'm going to kind of spoil it out of the gates because this is one of my favorites. I mean, it's the chalk. I mean, it's
even money. I think it's even money. I can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, we're going to go through all eight. I have a feeling we're probably going to say that a lot through as we go through these eight. But like even money for Ravens Bengals. Yeah, like that's almost juicy enough for me to bet, man. I've got no faith in the Steelers or Browns.
I don't either. Despite what we heard earlier on the show today.
Hey, week one confidence about the Steelers is different than season-long confidence.
Let's go to the AFC East. Again, 1-2, any order. The possible six combinations. The Bills-Patriots is by far the chalk. I would imagine this would be the chalkiest of the chalk.
By the way, Andrew, maybe note this segment because it might be fun to go back and watch this later in the season horribly wrong because it is the National Football League. But yeah, Bills-Patriots, this is the one I brought up.
Minus 340.
Yeah, minus 340. I brought this up to you probably like a month ago or something. I've never considered betting one of those division exact orders, 1-4 bets. The closest I've ever gotten is the AFC East
year. We did the 1-2-3-4 a couple weeks ago.
There were.
The NFC West, where the Niners were involved, I have them above market, so there's a way to play that.
Dude, I can't remember the last year, though, I've been this confident in a division order. Bills, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins.
Bills, Patriots is minus 340, 1-2 in any order. If you want to put the Dolphins and Jets, you may be asking, 80-1.
It's crazy that even next Jets involved only pays 7-1.
Yeah. Next.
Right, on the next.
So far it's chalk and chalk. Yeah, it's good call on saving this. AFC South, Texans Jags, no surprise, +170. Not nearly as big of a favorite as the Bills and the Patriots in the AFC East. Texans Colts is +280. Colts Jaguars is 5-1. Everything else. By the way, Texans, Titans, you only get a plus 550.
That's another one, right? You start involving the Titans and you're only getting a little over 5-1.
Colts, Titans, long shot is 13-1. By the way, what was the Browns, Steelers in the other one? That was the long shot I didn't record for the AFC North. What was that, guys? Do you remember?
Check it.
Okay.
I mean, this would be Texans, Jags for me, but not, I have no interest in a bet at plus 170. We saw the Colts last year, right? Like, we can't be surprised by them for a second year.
AFC West. This one's going to be pretty interesting because only the Raiders are not graded like the others. And sure enough, Chiefs, Chargers, plus 180, Broncos, Chiefs, plus 220, Broncos, Chargers, plus 260, all bunched up. Everything else involves the Raiders. 14-1, 16-1, 19-1, Broncos, Raiders being the longest shot on the board.
So this one's fascinating to me, Gil, because I would definitely Broncos. I like the Broncos.
Me too.
In that top two.
But
I just don't know where
prices aren't long enough to bet, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm not confident enough in the Chiefs or the Chargers of who's going to be that other team.
Let's go to the NFC.
I mean, if anything, I'd have to bet both of those. Broncos, Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers. Both at over 2-1.
NFC North. This is the most bunched up top to bottom. As it makes sense, right? Based on the market numbers for all these teams. Lions, Packers, in whichever order, plus 245. Bears, Lions, plus 350. Bears, Packers, plus 390. The long shot is the Bears and Vikings, obviously at 8-1.
Give it to me.
You want the 8-1?
8-1 on the Bears Vikings. I probably want longer odds than that, but
The Lions are going to be in the top two. Lions are going to win the division. Schedule's too easy. I know all this Bears talk and all this Vikings talk and all this Packers
talk. It's such a fun division.
Still
going to
be the Lions.
It's such a fun division. And then nobody talks about the Packers.
All right, we're getting to the one that I'm looking forward to the most. And it's not the East, it's the West. What's next? East first. Cowboys, Eagles, plus 170. Eagles, Commanders is plus 350. Long shot, Giants, Commodores, 13-1.
Nah. I think this is the least interested of any I've been so far.
You just can't bet. There's no... It's this next one where I think the bet is.
So Cowboys-Eagles is the same price as Texans-Jags, and I said, like, I'm not overly confident about the Texans-Jags because you can watch out for the Colts. I'd still rather bet Texans-Jags than Cowboys-Eagles.
God, I'm trying to think in my Washington football team preseasons, have I ever been this bearish on a season? I mean, they possibly could be last winless.
Yeah.
I
think you've gone too far south on them.
No, man. Maybe I have. Odds to finish top two in NFC West. No surprise, Rams Seahawks is the short shot at +110. Rams Niners is +170. Here's the one that I would bet. Seahawks Niners at +330. I think there's a world where the Rams lollygag the regular season and make the playoffs, but as a third place team.
Yeah, they're making it as third place team.
Niners Seahawks in whichever order, +330. That's probably the one of all of these that I would be the most interested in. Cardinals Niners is your long shot, 90-1. That's the longest shot of any of them.
I was going to say, at least we're getting into more realistic numbers, it feels like. Next one, absolutely nothing here for me.
Was Dolphins-Jets shorter than Cardinals-Niners?
No, it couldn't have been. Could it? I'll check.
I don't remember seeing a triple digit up on the screen. Yeah.
Then there's the NFC South.
Oh, I forgot about the NFC South. Sorry, NFC South. This is actually the most bunched up.
Flip a coin.
Saints-Bucks is +270. They're the short shot. The long shot is the Falcons and Panthers at +750. That's actually the bet you should make in a bunched up division.
Yeah, probably.
Like this.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The wait is finally over. College football is back in the NFL season. A special numbers game investigation reveals that the NFL season kicks off tomorrow. Kicks off tomorrow. How about that?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Super Bowl rematch.
How about that? We want to introduce you to this whole new dealio right here. It's called the Sharp Plays. If you see it first here, they track every line before the public ever sees it through exclusive data feeds from four major sports books, thousands of sharp bettors, and professional syndicates, all filtered and sorted by their AI model. That's the machine. Now the receipts, every play logged, every result public, records back to 2011, live logged since 2021, all on a live performance terminal you can check anytime. No login, no paywall. No steam chasing, no stale trends, no recycled plays, just the Sharp Money every game all season long. Follow the Sharp Money at sharpplays.com, which is not what we're showing on the screen. That's a different thing called jointhesharps.com. That's on me.
Yeah, but use promo code VSIN50,
that's
up
right
to $100 off.
Now,
if you're watching, scan that QR code. It will take you to the right place, I promise.
Yes, this is what happens when you have two promos that both start with SI Sharp Play. You're right. So the Join the Sharps, by the way, we should point out, jointhesharps.com, promo code VSIN50, that's the number 50, for a 50% deposit bonus up to $100. What they do is they turn each week's NFL slate into a sports prediction tournament where you start with the same chips, picks from the same slate, and lands on one public leaderboard so you can see exactly where you stack up. Jointhesharps.com or scan the QR code on your screen. There you go. All right.
I'm taking down Gridiron Guru. Coming for you, bro.
The guy listed at the top there.
Yeah, coming for you.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. Y'all are the best. This is from, we have one for Borchardt here coming up. From earlier.
Oh, really?
From earlier, Rocco Salperto asks Mark what his thoughts are on the Guardians going forward. They haven't thrown a pitch while having the lead in their last five games. Still went 3-2. Don't I know? But these are the new ones. This is from, let's see here. Where did I leave off on these? Oh, Torch D, the one who put the satin in your panties. Y'all see the fourth quarter of the Morgan State-Arizona State game. Both coaches agreed to make the fourth quarter 10 minutes instead of 15. It was 70-7. That's why they did it. Guess what, though? I had Arizona State -66.5, and I feel like I got ripped off. Did you not get a refund on that? You got a loss on the five-minute reduction? Interesting. Where'd you bet that, Torch D? Tell us. 3Jock H3131, 5-16 straight up, Kelly, from earlier. You know, if you read version 2 of the NFL betting guide.
Mm.
That was the Steve Mackinnon note for earlier. You're like, why did you cut out the other thing?
I still want to know why. Why did you black that out?
That's a good question. Roy MC at Chappy Roots. Gil, I appreciate you chastising Wishnev more than you know. Find myself zoning out during his ramblings, only to be snapped back in by Principal Alexander's discipline. Thank you for telling me. You know, sometimes I wonder if I'm being too harsh. Apparently not. Oh, Scola, glad you reminded us. Any most K's plays today from Justin? Justin Emery hitting on Jesus Luzardo yesterday. He mentioned Luzardo on the show. For the most K's, Justin Emery, producer of Money Moves, hit another strikeout leader.
I thought he was saying he was just kind of leaning that way because it was a short card. Not to take anything away from Justin. He's been doing an awesome job.
Hater.
I know, hater, apparently.
Wow. I thought he bet it.
I mean, he did mention Lizarro.
I'm being told he bet it.
Good for him.
Yeah. Look at you trying to take
it. What is that like? That's three of the last 5 days he's hit it.
Why are you taking away from his shine, man? And finally, Scrabble Star. Gil, I worked in Miami as a teen years ago at Grand Union Grocery Store. Was so good on the register, a human price check. They wanted to make me late shift head cashier, but all the longtime old ladies threatened to quit if they did. Touche, Kelly. Wow.
I was going to say, bro, you trying to steal my Publix story? Spotlight?
That's a cash register guy.
Let's go. You want to go? Mano y mano.
Mark Borcher joins us.
Set the clock.
He is Base Winner. You can follow him at basewinner.com. He joins us now from an undisclosed location somewhere in the desert. The great Base Winner. Mark, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Gil. I'm really excited about this season. It's been really fun. The whole month market has just been incredible. I was just really bummed out because I was looking forward to doing. Last month I rolled out this division probability thing, and it was cool. But the DraftKings is not doing division odds this month, which I hope that they bring that back. I think that maybe it's because of the football season, and you know, people care more about, I guess, this game coming up. I can't even tell you what night. Is it Wednesday night or Thursday night, Gil?
Both.
I can't even tell you what night it is, right? They're playing both times. So, but then the division win total markets. But that was a real fun one, and because you could go back and forth during the month. But anyway, I think there's still value, Gil, in this to win the division market. You know, I'm showing the Dodgers, and let me see if I can pull that up here. And this is based on their component ratings. You know, they're the best team in baseball by a long way. I've got them 1.88 run differential for this particular month. And that's based on all the advanced stats that I use. And the next team is the Phillies at 1.21. So, you know, you might roll your eyes at this projection for me, but I have them at 71% to win this, the monthly race, or they have the best record rather. And so that's -244 and they're +140. So, I mean, I think it's an incredible overlay. And I think that people, and you look at their schedule too, it kind of makes sense. I think they play the Giants 25 times out of the last 26 games, but yeah. Which is good, which will help them. But that's the one thing for the monthly market that I'm seeing, that the Dodgers are still, even though that they're only +140, but you say only, man, you know, if you can get +140, I think it's a good bet.
Are you suggesting that the San Francisco Giants are not good at baseball? Is that what I got out of that? Interesting.
It seems like with the Giants, I've been playing them over in the first half a lot. It's like so offensively, you know, they're, which is weird because I have them offensively like 30th, but I'm still playing them over. So it's an interesting thing, and it just goes to show you, you know, the line sometimes, you know, the line's just not priced right. So that's the thing that strikes me about the Giants on that one.
Two rapid fire questions. One, the gentleman who tweeted earlier about the Guardians. What is your outlook on them for the rest of the season?
Well, I think they're a good value to win the division still. I've got them at -155, and I think they're +120 in the playoff market. And then not as much in the division. I think they're +400. They should be +365. But again, it comes back to the combined ratings, and I'm looking at Cleveland, and I'm seeing the fifth in starting pitching, which has been true since the All-Star break. They're in Base Winner ERA, they're fifth. If you look at K minus BB, that probably translates as well. Relief pitching is 10th and fielding is number one. And I don't think, and offensively, they're not good. They're 25th, but I think you throw everything into the mixer and I will stand by that. And I know why the guy asked me that, Gil, because it seems like I play Cleveland every day, and I do. But I think the numbers support it. But what I wanted to talk about, Gil, if you don't mind,
please,
me hijacking the segment, is you really broke down that manager of the year really well yesterday. And after saying that, I totally disagree with you, because I think that Lovello should be in consideration for this. You know, you're looking at a Diamondbacks team have been bottom five in my starting pitching ratings for probably the last two and a half months. And if you look at since the All-Star break, this is an interesting stat. K minus BB starting pitching from the All-Star break, you've got the Diamondbacks 29th and the Padres 30th. So, I mean, these two teams are in contention. Oh, by the way, I think San Diego is still a little bit of value over the Diamondbacks. But I think if the Diamondbacks get in, based on the fact that their starting pitching is bottom five, the relief pitching is about middling, and the offense is decent to maybe a top 10 offense. But the other thing, too, and so if you can manage a crappy team into the playoffs, I think that warrants consideration for manager of the year, Gil.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, is Ketel Marte, which is one of the weirdest situations I've ever seen in baseball. The guy went AWOL, and then he was playing cards at the casino. And so, like, you could tell that Lovello was really bothered by that, but he handled it really good. All he said was, if it was me, I wouldn't be in the casino playing cards while my team is playing baseball. And so he handled that well without admonishing the player. And so now Marte's back. And so anyway, I think Lovello should be the manager of the year if the D-backs get into the playoffs.
Mark, you know me, I just simply presented the facts and then I let the hate wash over me like you have done right here. I wouldn't say
hate. Those were really well-researched ideas.
Thank you.
And it's hard to disagree with them because they're fact-based. Yeah. and they're historically based. But my whole contention is I think that maybe you should look and see what the guy has done with the chicken salad, the chicken S, he's turned into chicken salad, right? So that's good.
Mark, you have 45 seconds. What are your plays of the day, sir?
Okay, this is speaking of the Padres bullpen, or the Padres starting pitching being bad, 29th in baseball. This guy's been awful, Casey Mize, and I'm going to go with the first five Washington. I've got him plus a half a run, minus 114. I think it should be like plus a half a run, minus 150. Now that's my play. And then the parlay, Gil, the Miz and Scooble. Doesn't get any chalkier than that,
yeah.
But the numbers support this, and it's even money, and I think that's a steal with Mizorowski and Scooble tonight.
The Miz Scooble money line parlay. Steve Fezzik's head just exploded off his body. Mark, love you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, man.
Yo, my pleasure. Thanks.
Mark Borchardt, base winner, everybody. I love the baseball guys like Borchardt and Sporer. They are so locked into baseball that they're like, when does football start again?
Whatever.
Is it tomorrow? Is it the next? It's both. Yeah, no idea. None. Paul Carr, Champions League plays next on A Numbers Game right here at VSiN.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on A Numbers Game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin. I have the over. Sabalenka, Noskova, over 22 games in this match, this first quarterfinal match. And the first set couldn't have gone any better, right? It's going to be a 7-6 in a tiebreaker. Looks like Sabalenka is going to win the tiebreaker, but it's going to be 7-6. And so I say out loud, what could go wrong again here, right? Yeah, watch Sabalenka now blow Noskova out in the second set, and we won't even get to our 22, which looks like it should be a lock at this point. Not a lock, but it's trending correctly.
Sabalenka
does win the first set tiebreaker. So Sabalenka 6-love, 6-1, 6-2, we lose. Sabalenka 6-3, we push. Anything else is a winner.
Okay.
That's all. We got the losses hemmed in. Come on, Noskova, show up.
Let's go Noskova.
Patrick Kelly, plus 265 exact order. Bills, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins. I took it. What could go wrong?
I know. We stared hard at it. When did we do those exact orders?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He said +330 if you flip the Patriots and Bills, by the way. But he says, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
Also saying, what could go wrong? What could possibly go wrong is the exact quote from Vinny Vincent, Deputy Vinny, who said, Lions and Bills to win their divisions. A wise man I listen to on the radio often says, what could possibly go wrong? This is also the thing that I think we need to say once before the NFL season starts, because, again, it's juxtaposed against how confident Drew was earlier, which is, and I know we're on the radio talking NFL, but it is a good exercise to at least tell ourselves once before the season starts, none of us knows a damn thing. Can we at least do that disclaimer?
Yeah, it's the NFL. Okay. Absolutely.
So I say that only to say, no matter how strong your convictions are, keep that sentence in mind also. Just to humble ourselves.
I'm keeping it more than just in mind, Gil, because like I told you earlier, Steelers Raiders is probably how I should play Survivor Week 1, and I'm not doing it.
JSA723, Gilly's impression of Kasim so smooth, giving off a Shock G vibe. So good. it's less Shock G than it is Bootsy Collins. It's more of that.
It's like, hey, everybody.
Let's see. Civil Pink, please don't look so upset, Gil, when your guest mentions the Guardians. get on board. I refuse. Mako, I know Kelly hasn't even thought of signing up yet, but do you know when Circa Millions lines drop this week?
I'm in.
10 a.m. today, and then same time the day before first game of the week? I believe so. Okay. Kelly is in, officially.
I hadn't really thought about Millions lines timing. That's a good
this
call.
This morning.
Because I had already decided I'm not playing either one of these.
Coming up in 28 minutes. Speaking of coming up soon, we have Champions League game coming up soon. We gotta get Paul Carr's plays. Paul Carr joins us now courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. You can follow him on Twitter at Paul Carr, True Media Network's Director of Operations and all things that go on inside the walls of True Media Networks under the roof. Yeah. Okay,
roof
Paul.
Walls,
yep. Good morning to you, sir, first of all. Thank you for doing this.
Hello.
Can you explain again to the sort of novice American betting audience what exactly the Champions League is?
Yeah, this is essentially the NCAA tournament. If instead of the NCAA, we have all of Europe. So you've got the top 1 to 5 teams from most of the leagues in Europe, all in this 36 team group stage first. You play 8 games and the top 24 move on to the knockout rounds, which start in January or February. So yeah, it's essentially the NCAA tournament, but played concurrently with all the league seasons rather than a postseason tournament.
Okay. And then it begins today. Today's the first day.
It starts today. Yeah. Which feels early, but Labor Day has messed everything up. We start in 10 minutes here, basically.
Oh, well, hold on. Okay. Well, let's do that first then. What's the pick in 10 minutes?
I'm taking Club Bruges to beat Aston Villa. I played this at plus 150 this morning. I've seen it inch up to plus 160 some places, so check your books. This is a fade of Aston Villa, largely. They talked about them. They didn't score against Hull over the weekend, which was good for us. But they've really struggled so far this season, lost their top couple scorers, haven't found their rhythm yet. And Bruges is generally pretty good at home in the Champions League. They drew Barcelona, they drew Atletico last season, they beat Monaco, they beat Marseille, which are decent French teams. So Club Bruges to win this one at home. They've got a new keeper, Jan Sommer, who played for Inter Milan, has a lot of Champions League experience. So I'll take Bruges to win this. I got it at plus 150, but you can probably find a little better now.
Aston Villa, of course, is the Prem. Kelly, where's Club Bruges from?
I don't know. France League One.
No, Belgium.
It's a neighboring country.
Yeah, good call.
Belgium.
What league do they play in?
Belgian Pro League. Next
sure.
door.
The
Don't make that sound.
It's
again.
A good effort.
That was pretty. That was a long groan you had going there.
I was trying to think.
Stretch it out there.
Club Bruges to beat Aston Villa. That starts in less than 10 minutes. Sorry about that, y'all. Plus 150 on Club Bruges. Let's go to the other two plays while we have you here. What do you got otherwise?
Yeah, these are both tomorrow. We'll take under 2.5 in Napoli Arsenal. This is all about Arsenal. They've had the best defense in the world for a year or two and still have it, it looks like. We're runner-up in Champions League last year, so I think they're just going to grind this one out. You know, they're on the road. Would love to win this one 1-0, as Arsenal kind of does. It's fairly straightforward there. Napoli's off to a so-so start in Serie A in Italy. They lost over the weekend. They lost 2 out of 3, rather. To start Serie A. I mean, they're fine. They're one of the better teams there, but they're not a high-flying sort of team either. So Arsenal will keep this one tight, not let Napoli do a lot. I don't think we'll see many goals here. Under 2.5, minus 110.
Napoli and Arsenal, under 2.5 goals. And then PSG versus Slovan Bratislava. Slovan Bratislava from?
Slovenia League One.
Slovakia.
Dang it! I was close.
Did you say Slovenia? Were you combining Slovakia and Slovenia and trying to get either way?
That's exactly what he was doing.
Exactly.
He's trying to split the difference. All right. What do you have in that one?
All right. This is the rare, you get to lay 3.5 goals opportunity here. I'll lay the 3.5 with PSG at even money. This game's tomorrow. PSG is PSG again. They've won the last couple Champions League titles. Slavon Bratislava is one of the probably three worst teams in this league phase. They had to scrape by Celtic in the playoffs to get here and were really outplayed for the most part, but got through a little bit lucky there. They have won 8 straight Slovakian league titles. They have a new manager, Yaya Toure. Some people will remember from playing with Manchester City and Ivory Coast. But, I mean, last year, Slovan was in the Conference League, which is the third tier, you know, the CBI of European soccer. They did not get out of the league phase there. And that's obviously not a good sign now that they're in essentially the NCAA tournament to get out, and they're playing maybe the best team, the favorite or co-favorite, depending on your odds. So I will lay 3.5 with PSG at home getting even money.
Okay.
Paul, have you ever laid 3.5 goals before on the show?
I think he has.
We have? Yeah.
Definitely in like U.S. Women's World Cup, like when they played Thailand and ended up winning 13-0, that was a pretty easy, it might have been 4 or 5.5 in that one. Probably in some Champions League game like this before. I think Bayern last year against somebody might have done that. So yeah, but it's only these opportunities like that kind of early rounds of tournaments.
Are you, we were just, what were you, what was your hypothetical off air? You were like, if the NFL, what was that story?
If the NFL, I was just saying the World Cup did such a great job.
Yeah.
That if the NFL, I'm not, I said like if they didn't play this season, let's say it started like in 2 months.
Yeah.
I'd be really jacked up about soccer here for the first couple months, because, like the Champions League and the Premier League.
Because the World Cup sucked you in.
They did a great job. Yeah. Right? They did a great job of building the soccer excitement.
Building the soccer
excitement. NFL just wipes it out. Yeah.
Yeah. NFL wipes it all out. I don't know if you know this, but the Super Bowl's on Valentine's Day. Speaking of wiping out stuff this year.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, we have to start greasing the wheels to figure out that one. Yeah.
There's no greasing of any wheels. Just happened. Too bad. Gone. All right. Odds to win the Champions League. I don't know if you have any thoughts on this. Paris Saint-Germain is the short shot, as is Barcelona. Kelly.
Yeah, these are tight.
As is Arsenal. Yeah. You have three co-favorites, all at +550. Bayern Munich only at 6-1, so really close as well. Real Madrid +650, the usual suspects, basically, right?
Yep. Yeah, there's nothing interesting here to me. I mean, if even if you don't know anything and you look at this, you can tell it's kind of a big shrug emoji, which is true. And frankly, these odds will look almost identical in January because, like I said, 24 out of 32 teams go through. So if someone, you can, if you finish top 8, you get a bye to the round of 16. So there is a slight advantage there. So one or two of these teams might slip back and have to play an extra round, but chances are that's not against a very good team relatively. So yeah, so these odds are going to look basically the same. I don't have anything interesting here, unfortunately. I'll wait until January and I see a little more of all these teams.
I would imagine same applies here to nationality of winner. England +150, Spain 2-1, France +475, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, the top couple you could maybe talk me into just because you have more teams. I mean, France, you're really just talking PSG, so just take PSG if you like that. Germany, you're really just talking Bayern, so just take Bayern at a better number if you like that. I mean, England does have, you know, you could squint and make a case for up to 4 teams probably, and Spain, it's like 2.5 depending on how you feel about Atletico. So those aren't, I don't hate those, but again, this point in the season when I've barely seen any of these teams, I'm not looking to jump on any of them.
Patrick Kelly reporting that Bruges immediately goes from +155 to +150. Starts in 5 minutes.
There you go. Yep. Paul Carr moving
your bets in. Paul, thank you as always. Well, I guess we'll talk to you later in the week for the Prem. Yes.
Sounds good. Yep.
Let's do it. Paul Carr, everybody. At Paul Carr. Again, True Media Networks is where he does his thing. Very excited for his Dolphins to embark on what could be. Oi. That's his review of the Dolphins. Oi. Their season, of course, kicks off here in Las Vegas on Sunday. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. We'll come back. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to recap all the bets. That's first and foremost. We'll do that next. Get an update on this tennis match. Come on, Noskova. Give us a win, for God's sake. Coming back on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
So let me get this right. College football already back. NFL season back tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. Now's the time to get your edge with VSiN Pro. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get instant access to our updated NFL betting guide with post-preseason updates, week one betting systems, contest strategies, and fresh best bets from VSiN's experts. You also receive our college football betting guide with previews of all 138 FBS teams. Sign up now. You also get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. Get started for just $9.99 or save 50% with a VSiN Pro annual subscription. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. I want to give a shout-out to two of our loyal listeners. First of all, Sam Ginsberg from Pittsburgh, PA. You saw him briefly after the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. He has provided me with an envelope, and inside the envelope, actual football cards of Mike Bercovici.
That's right.
Mike Bercovici, who was the main character in Todd Wishnev's Yom Kippur Massacre story, which he tells almost every Yom Kippur. So probably have to give one of these to Wishnev.
Sam's going to have to follow up with you on that. Because I didn't really get clear directions from Sam. I believe he told me to give one of them to you and one of them to Steve Fezzik. And I was like, well, what about Todd?
What about Toddy?
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
And then Fairway Fred. This can't be real, right?
I didn't think so, but I also didn't know it was from Fairway Fred.
Fairway Fred said, this is for all your time you've been into tennis, win or lose. I know you put the work in. By the way, Ronnie Lott did not pass interfere with Art Monk in the NFC Championship game after the 83 season. This is a John Riggins replica Super Bowl ring. The only issue with this is John Riggins sold all of his stuff. This can't be real. But thank you, Fairway Fred. This is fantastic. I love this. I was never more giddy, never more boyish than when John Riggins was on the show. It's fantastic.
I'm actually glad I didn't know it was Fairway Fred who gave that to you.
Yeah, he did. Fairway Fred.
See, now I don't believe it's someone possibly messing with you.
No.
I don't think Fred would do that. I'm like, well, we're trying to figure out, is it real or not?
They can't be John Riggins.
It can't be.
Before we get to the bets, can we just follow up on the Paul Carr thing? Because I know we talked about the Dolphins. He happens to be a Dolphins fan, and we just sort of let it go into the ether. Can we just do a little 90 seconds or more on the Dolphins here for a second? Because the Dolphins...
Sure, and Erling Haaland 8-1 to lead the Champions League in scoring.
Too long?
Too long.
You bet it?
Yeah, too long.
Okay. Paul said he had no thoughts on that category either. Most goals in the Champions League. This is the Miami Dolphins wide receiver depth chart.
Oh, there it is right there. Never mind. Okay, I figured it out. It's
a replica.
Okay. That makes more sense. What do you think? Still a nice present.
Ring? Yeah. Has the girth of an actual ring. Here's the Miami Dolphins wide receiver room. Malik Washington, Jalen Tolbert, Caleb Douglas, Kevin Coleman Jr., Ryan Miller, Chris Bell. That's their wide receivers. Backup quarterbacks to Malik Willis, by the way. I'm not sure Paul didn't even know this. Kyle McCord and Brady Cook, lest something happen to Malik. And maybe the biggest Dolphins note of them all, which was provided to us off air by Paul Carr. You know how they have the final cutdowns of all the teams?
Mm-hmm.
And typically, you know, other teams around the league will cherry pick a guy or two max. They'll be like, oh, I can't believe that team cut that guy. Let's see if we can grab him. Do you know how many players the Dolphins grabbed after the final cutdown around the NFL?
How many?
7.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Your roster is so bad.
Yeah, we will take these 7 guys.
That after the preseason ended and everybody else cut all their players that they didn't want, the Dolphins, keep in mind that the entire roster is 53. This is more than 10% of their roster they just picked up after final countdown. Or final cutdown.
The final cut down. The running back room's not bad. The Dolphins got that going for him.
Well, you got A-Chain.
A-Chain, Jalen Wright, Ollie Gordon. Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
It is as bad of a roster as I can remember in quite a while.
All right. Good luck, Dolphins.
Look, this is where you could argue over fewest wins, worst record, the win totals. I think it's been... Like, the Cardinals and Dolphins deserve to be close to each other, but it's not because of talent on the roster. Give me the Cardinals roster every day over the Dolphins. It's just who they got to play.
Usually when you have a season win total of 3.5, which the Dolphins do, the instinct is to go over. I do not know how they get 4 wins. My instinct is to go under. Linda Noskova, Arena Sabalenka, the first of all the quarterfinals, men's or ladies. That was my only play today, over 22 games. Let's put it this way. The only way we lose here is if Sabalenka wins every remaining game. Could that happen in this tournament? Absolutely.
second set's looking good so far.
So far, looks like it's going to be 2-2 second set after a 7-6 first set. Sabalenka winning the first set. Red Sox and Blue Jays, both most wins month of September. Red Sox tied for the most wins, currently with 5 wins. Got that one at William Hill Caesars, so that's a dead heat bet at 28-1. The Blue Jays, who are 4-3 after their loss in Sacktown last night with Dylan Cease on the hill, plus 23-25, that's a circa bet, so that comes down to tiebreakers, fewest losses followed by best run differential. Caleb Williams, passing yards leader, 20-1. It's my favorite season-long bet of any. Nick Benito, defensive player of the year, 14-1. Also have the Niners over 9.5 wins, and by end of day, I am going to have myself a Super Bowl matchup bet, the Ravens and the Seahawks. Speaking of the Seahawks, I now officially have gotten the worst of both of these now, Kelly, I believe.
Yeah.
Seahawks -3.5. It's down to 3 -120. And I got the Niners +3.5, and you're telling me it's at 4 now?
You can get 3-118 at DraftKings on the Seahawks right now. The Rams did move. There's a lot of heavy 3.5s out there right now on the Rams side. Rams moved to 4.5 over at DraftKings this morning. Back down to 3.5, though. So someone agreed with you and said, nah, gone too far, DraftKings.
What you got, Kelly Billy?
Gone too far. Teasers, Jags, Jets. Had this one for a while. Jags down to 1.5, Jets up to 8.5, 6-pointer there. Jags and Texans in a teaser as well. Bucks, Bengals under 51.5. Broncos plus 3, 120. And then I laid the 2.5 with the Cowboys. Drew mentioned this earlier. I added that this morning, actually. I'm interested to see how the injury news to the Cowboys does affect this line. A couple books did dip down to 2.5 juiced, but have gone back out to 3. When I grabbed this, was the last 2.5 available to me. So I'm going to still ride with the Cowboys. I think the Giants got some things to figure out here early in the season, at least.
Joe Sheehan was kind enough to join us earlier. He's on the Phillies today at -130 and a couple futures bets. Yankees to win the AL East +425. Remember, Yankees are 4 games out. 19 games left in the season for both the Yankees and the Rays. 4 games out. He's got the Yankees to win the AL East at +425. Aaron Judge. What was that note you said? Eased back into the lineup?
Yeah.
Eased back in.
Yeah. It was a quote from Boone. Sorry, Andrew sent this to us earlier. It was like, they're going to take him out early in games. I don't know. It just seems like a very, very odd baseball thing to my mind. Aaron Judge expected to be, quote, eased back in, subbed out early in some games before playing full 9 innings.
Joe also had a World Series exacta for us. Phillies over the Yankees in the World Series, 65-1. Phillies over the Yankees. Not enough for them to meet. Phillies got to beat them then in the Fall Classic. 65-1 is the odds on that. Drew Dinsick earlier on the show. Nice to have Drew back. Patriots, Seahawks over 44.5. Bills, Texans over 44.5 as well. Cowboys, Giants under 48.5. The other two totals he gave are already gone, right, in terms of the number has moved.
I didn't put them. He played that Bucks Bengals under 51.5 with me. Actually, I think he got it at 52. And then he was on the under in the Commanders Eagles, right?
Yes, I believe so. As far as his sides this week, week number one, he's on the Eagles -4.5 versus Washington. Steelers -3. Whew, he has a lot of conviction on this play. Steelers -3 versus the Falcons. He loves the Steelers in Survivor as well. Jets +1.5 against the Titans. He thinks wrong team favored there. So a nice bunch of plays from Drew. Jeff Erickson, Freddie Peralta, baseball today, over 4.5 Ks. Blue Jays over 5.5 team total in Sacramento. And then the Rangers +122. Let's go, Rangers. One last surge for your season win total of 83.5. Let's get there. And then Mark Borchardt, Nationals, first 5 today at +135. And then, ladies and gentlemen, the parlay of all parlays, the Miz and Scooble together, Brewers, Dodgers, even money. That's right. Square Bear.
I love that it's just even money, too. Uh-huh. I don't know why that part's why funny.
And then Paul Carr, finally, Club Bruges, which I believe might have started already. Yes, +150 versus Aston Villa. And then tomorrow in the Champions League, Napoli and Arsenal under 2.5 goals. PSG -3.5 goals at even money versus Slovan Bratislava.
Three and the hook? Whew.
Yeah. Yeah. Did we secure the push at minimum here? I believe we did.
I think you did, buddy.
Oh, jeez. I think we deserve one, don't you?
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Prop Points is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.